As Hashem continues Shmir Salosh and Shar HaTavuna in Perik Vav, Shina 158, where the Chavetz Chaim is turning his attention to what we started with about Nekima, Netiro, of not taking revenge, not being a grudge, and the tremendous reward for a person who overpowers his Yetzahara. Uchadei lahashkid is adover b'dayto, in order to silence the inclination about this matter, about a person taking revenge, about a person bearing a grudge. Amarti lahatik rayon echod, nizgov, mashinim se shorshov yushalmi, heviyo esmag. The Chavetz Chaim says, I want to assist you in uprooting the desire to want to take revenge. Could you imagine that? Imagine a person hears about a professional, and this professional can assist in helping someone uproot that desire from bearing a grudge, from taking revenge, to someone who harmed you so much, who embarrassed you so much. And you hear that the person, you live in New York and the person's in California, they don't do any Zoom calls, and they charge $600 an hour. They don't take any insurance. And the first half an hour consultation is $350. Then you can only do the consultation if you'll take the three hour course the first time. Pretty good, $600 an hour, that's pretty good. But you have to get, it's making you sick inside. You know why? Because you can't find a way to take revenge. You can't get that grudge out of you. So you figure, you know what? If I can remove, uproot, it's like a root canal for the spiritual pain and get it out of my system, I won't have to take revenge. I won't have a need for it. The Chavetz Chaim says, I'll tell you how to do it. And he brings the Yerushalmi that's based on this, the smag that says from the Yerushalmi, Kemoisha im hoyo hoyloich v'derech. Imagine this person is walking on the road. And he does something that many of us do once in a while. We shouldn't have to do it. Hopefully it doesn't happen to us anymore. V'nifgu raglo ya'achas b'shniya. He trips over his feet. Sometimes that happens. We trip on our own 2 feet. V'ideze nafal aretz. And because he tripped, he fell down to the ground. And he scrapes his hands, he scrapes his knees. V'nitza gufoy upono v'gam ha'regel ha'hi. And he unfortunately hit his face, he scraped his face. Milvad she'ein oyle b'dayto linkoim b'oyse regel milrafoyse. So his right foot was really the cause of the problem. His right foot tripped his left. And his right foot has this scrape. He's bleeding on his knee. Is there a half a second thought process that the person will say to himself, you know, the source of the problem was my right foot. My right foot caused me to trip and the neck, my left foot got off balance. Is he not going to put a Band-Aid and clean the wound of his right knee? Of course, that's absurd. It's like one of the most ridiculous things you ever heard. Of course, it's going to take, it's just one body. Af ein lo shum sino al haregalahi. He is absolutely, has no negative feelings towards his right foot. Ki mi hi haregal o mi hu gufoi uponov. Whose foot is this? Whose body and face is this? Hakol inyan echod. It's all one. It's the same person. Ach shu mischalek leivarim. Even though there's a right hand and there's a left hand, it's one person. There's a right foot and there's a left foot. It's all one person. Rak shu choyshe bedayte shavoy noisav garmuloy. So he doesn't get angry at his right foot, but he says to himself, you know, it could be something I did. Which wasn't so good in regards to Shmiras HaMitzvahs, Maybe it's a kapara for me. Maybe it's a kapara. That's what Hashem felt. I need to get a kapara. That's why I fell. Now, let me just mention something. If a person actually does fall, and he sees someone fall, and while he's on the ground, and he's really down and out, it's not the time and place to say, wow, you're so lucky, you're so fortunate, Hashem loves you. That should be a good kapara for you. You help the man up, you help the person up. That's not the time to rub it in. Oh, you must have done some averus. This is great. Oh, you're such a lucky person. If only I could have tripped like you and got beaten up from the ground. You look horrific. Obviously, that's not the time and place. But you know what? Sometimes the obvious needs to be said. Because there are some people who do that. There are some people that say, oh, you should get your kaparas now. When a person is in horrific pain, that's not the time to tell him you should get your kaparas now. You know what? You might not be telling him that at all. He can find it out himself. Says the Chavetz Chaim, Kein hadavar im eiru shalo yehaiti v'imoy chaver ba'ezu toiva shebikash mitoy. So let's say your friend, you ask him to help you with something. You ask him to help you with something. And he doesn't help you. And not only does he not help you, he goes to do the same exact thing you asked him for, he helps someone else. It's painful. And not only is he helping the other person, he's helping that other person that you think of. That person? He's helping him? I've done so much for this person. He doesn't help me at all. He's helping that person? And even if the person embarrassed you about something, nonetheless, he should not look to take revenge. Why not? Because this person and you and him are all one and the same. Just like you don't take revenge on the right leg. We say these words and we hear it all the time. And he brings now Nikol HaNefesh HaBol LeBeis Yaakov, as we have the parish in a few weeks. The whole entire Nefesh, it doesn't say Nefashois, but one Nefesh. That above in Shemayim, all of our souls are in the nefesh like one. And if we take revenge on that person, we're taking revenge on ourselves. We just don't see it here. And since we don't see it, we have a Yetzirah that says take revenge. We have a Yetzirah that says bear a grudge. And we forget that Hashem is the one in charge. And we forget that Hashem says, I am your loving Father. And I want to tell you, and I told you in the past, around a year ago when I went to Eretz Yisrael, it was 2 years ago, whatever it was, it was the night before I was leaving. And to come back to America, and I figured, let me stop by my kollel, and I'm going to go get some food. You know, take a little snack on the plane. So I was maybe around 200 feet from my kollel, looking down where I'm walking. It was dark. It was blacktop. It was night. Hard to see a little. There were lights. And I'm like around 200 feet away from the store. I tripped on my feet. It wasn't really my feet. The blacktop went up. And I went flying. I was like Superman. The problem is I didn't land so nicely. I had my sefer in my right hand. I just finished. I was davening Maariv. My sefer goes flying. My glasses get a little bent. I go flying also. I scraped my three fingers on my left hand. And someone says to me in Hebrew, American, he thought I was Israeli. He says, Ata beseder? Betach. Are you okay? Yeah, I'm fine. Don't worry. I'm okay. Let me tell you, I was not okay. I was not okay. So I get up, and my hip is hurting me, and I look at my fingers, and all of a sudden the blood starts coming out. So I quickly take out some tissues in my pocket, I wrap my fingers up, fix my glasses, pick up my sefer, and I remind myself, wait a minute, I came here for a reason. I pick up my head, I see the stars right there. So I have this thing, it was stinging, like the dirt was in there also. And I went to the Makola, got some snacks. And then finally I went back to where I was staying to clean myself up a little. I'm going to tell you something. I didn't think for half a second to go back to the blacktop and start smashing it and kicking it. I was actually thinking about the pain. That's what I was thinking about. I wasn't thinking of smashing my feet that didn't pick themselves up a little. It was a little elevated. So at night when it's hard to see, you don't know the neighborhood a little, I didn't notice that went up a little. And I'm going to tell you something else. For the next, I don't know, months and months. For the next months, I'm talking about 3, 4, 5 months, I was having pain with my fingers. I got an x-ray on it. Baruch Hashem, there's no problem anymore. We have to internalize the mashal from the nimshal, from the Chafetz Chaim, what he's telling us over here, that we don't see it, but we're all one nefesh. And Shemayim will see that. It's taking place right now. But down here, if someone, another yid, does something wrong to us, and we bear that grudge, and we try to take revenge, or we take revenge, we're harming ourselves. We are the ones who are hitting ourselves. You can't have a greater mishugana, a tipish, a fool, that would do that to himself. This is the message the Chafetz Chaim is teaching us over here. Let's try to internalize the reality, the truth of what he's really teaching us. And to focus on loving each other. And someone does something wrong to us, that person did something wrong. Don't misunderstand me. He did something wrong. She did something wrong. They embarrassed us. They didn't treat us nicely. They didn't show proper hakaras hatov. They were wrong. There's no question about it. How are we going to deal with it? We have to realize it's all from Hashem. We have to realize, for me to take revenge, I'm harming myself. We have to realize, somehow, somewhere, I might have fallen short somewhere in avodas Hashem. And Hashem says, this is your medicine. This is the best thing for you. That's how we have to view the situation. And the more we realize that Hashem is giving us exactly the medicine that's prescribed for us, to metara our neshama, to purify ourselves, we have to focus on that mindset. It helps to alleviate the pain because we know it's our loving Father who's prescribing exactly the medicine that we need.